It isn't easy getting a bobcat or weasel to mug for a picture, so there'll be at least 30 critter cams put up later this summer on Stockton Island, an island known for one of the densest bear populations in the national park system. But Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says it's the other animals they're after, so they'll put up the cameras on wildlife trails.
Animals use trails just like people do. It's looking primarily at mammals, predators, coyotes and fisher and bobcat and weasels, and you know, we almost never see them, but we know they're out there, so we'll learn a little bit more about populations and their habits.
UW-Madison wildlife professor Tim Van Dielen says their first move will be to find these hidden trails on Stockton.
Big animals are as lazy as humans. We'd prefer to walk where, you know, we have more of a clear trail, where the topography is favorable. And so over time, game trails develop. Deer use them, bears use them, coyotes use them. Oddly enough, those become human trails.
This two-year, $17,000 project will be a model for a program called Snapshot Wisconsin.
It's worth doing for me because the state of Wisconsin is looking at similar techniques on the mainland. So we can make this sort of a test of concept for generating this kind of data for what would be a larger effort with the Department of Natural Resources throughout Wisconsin.
Van Dielen says the motion-activated cameras will also probably capture a few hikers tromping through the woods. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.